Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one looks like Jeets are gonna Jeet with this one, helping you gain over 1 million views in only 3 days. But he only has 7 of his own after 2 years. So-called experts trying to scam you like this wouldn't be doing stuff like this if they could get that many views on their own. This guy was such a big loser that he tried again the second time, and he ended up getting 1 million views, and this time, it only took him 3 years to do so. He's a successful loser after all. Up next looks like the catfishing is very real out there. Careful, guys. Then again, it just looks like her mother showed up instead. I bet you that under her profile, it also says that she hates men who lie. Most guys will complain about this, but chubby chasers see things differently. They won't complain about her just like they won't complain about getting a large pizza when they ordered a small one. Here's one of the men who finds her attractive. Number 3, here are the villains from each of the Star Wars trilogies. Actually, the real villain is probably Bob Iger for approving that nonsense in the first place. And now that he's left, they're putting the original trilogy characters back into Disney Galaxy's Edge. The real heroes will be the AI filmmakers remaking the sequel trilogy from Timothy Zahn's books. If you want to see the potential of AI, then watch The Chronicles of Bone on YouTube with Captain Hook. Hollyweird is done. Moving on, 68% of men traveling to the Philippines or Thailand for dating are saying that they feel more respected by women there than the ones back at home. That's because they have money and women over there are hypergamous and the men from their own countries aren't as rich. On a separate note, the so-called woman in the picture looks like a man. Maybe he married a ladyboy or something. By some crazy accounts, 10% of women over there are dudes. Number 5, Gillian Anderson says to keep an open mind as she runs cover for the new race-swapped X-Files, and says that we should give it a chance. Yes, because we was conspiracy theorists and sheets. UFO in the hood. At this point, with all the DEI shows out there, I don't even watch them to see how bad they are anymore. I just ignore them entirely and pretend they don't even exist. I can't wait until people start using AI to make new X-File episodes using the original actors back in the 90s. Up next is female sailor sexually assaulted 4 shipmates after she squeezed their breasts and bums. She looks like quite a happy abuser. At this point, I'm surprised this isn't an ad for her Lonely Fools page. And even with all the evidence against her, I'm sure the BBC will find a way to blame men for her actions, even though she fondled females. Women say that men are more abusive to women than the other way around. That's interesting. What's the domestic violence rate for lesbians? Number 7, people are wondering why we see more women traveling than men. Chauncey says because of child support money. That's definitely part of it, but it's also because women enjoy their hedonism. Especially beach vacations where they do nothing but eat, sleep, and smash with strange men, and no one will know about it back home. I've known women that dump their lovers in the West for Latin lovers overseas. Moving on, why are women like this? Jesse specifically told her husband she didn't want anything for their anniversary and he didn't buy her anything. She's asking for prayers for him now. They love their shit tests. I've never been with a woman that did things like this and I refuse to play these stupid games and would leave anyone who did because I at least have a little bit of self-respect. Remember guys, women are the gender who think that they're better communicators. Number 9, the Canadian government wastes $1.4 billion a year for the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. And yet no one in the leftist cities of Toronto and Vancouver even watch it. Much less than 1% of the population. It's time to end it. The only thing I watch the CBC for is on YouTube with their About That clips. Congratulations CBC for having more employees than viewers in the city of Vancouver. 14,000 people work for them. Up next looks like Nike went woke and now it's gone broke. With their share price falling 60% over the last 5 years. What could have possibly caused this? I'm sure it had nothing to do with this monstrosity of an ad that's trying to imitate the Michelin Man. Instead of saying own the floor, it should have read fall through the floor or maybe own the bakery. If you want to be like her, then just buy her Nike granny shoes. Number 11, Rich Cooper tells women that if they want to make a list with all the things they're looking for in a man, then they should first make a list of all the things that they offer. What do you think will happen? There won't be anything on that list except for a used up puss. They'll also put down that they're a Sagittarius with a master's degree in lesbian dance theory, and that they have a good career at the local Waffle House. But you have to be at least 6 feet tall and a billionaire to date them. Moving on, Canada is cooked with 42% of cases against black suspects getting dismissed in courts. while only 28% for non-blacks. Why do you suppose that is? Is it because judges don't want to appear to be racist or something? Or how about because there's a lack of prison space in Canada but the government just won't admit to it? How about because 70% of new students in law schools are women and the number of women prosecutors and judges just keeps going up and up? I think they're trying to out-empathy each other by helping young black folks in the justice system. Number 13, who in their right mind thinks that women like this pay men to sleep with them in Germany because of the shortage of men? Maybe they do pay for men, white men, but the rest will probably sleep with them for free. I predicted years ago that one day women would pay men for attention, and it looks like we're here. Women like this probably have baby rabies and guys can sense it, so they stay the hell away from them and not get them preggers. Up next, how's this for the collapse of civilization? Gen Z are arriving at college unable to read a sentence. Professors say that it could lead to a generation of lonely and anxious graduates. So basically they're uneducated rubes, and instead of teaching them to read, the professors will just end up passing them for nothing. Are these the consequences of social media and TikTok, or is it because of overprotected parents that never taught their kids anything and did everything for them? Number 15, why is it that the average looks match couple looks like this these days? I went back on the dating apps and women that large are very eager to talk to me and go out on a date. I was almost tempted because I was getting impatient. This is what hoflation on steroids looks like. All I see here is a woman that's going to get diabetes, two hip and knee replacements before she turns 50 and I'll have to pay for it and nurse her back to health. Not to mention heart disease too. Moving on, apparently 1 in 3 men and 1 in 5 women haven't had sex in the last year. Probably more than that, but they actually won't share that fact. With women it's less, and probably 1 in 10 or 20 haven't had sex in the last year. Those are rookie numbers though, because for me it's been almost 11 years. My, how time flies when you're single and not lonely. I wouldn't be surprised if the majority of men who aren't having sex are married. Number 17, growing numbers of international students in Canada are living in poverty. If it's so bad, then why don't they go back to Bangalore instead of sleeping 20 to a house? But what about the Canadians who have lost their jobs to them and can't afford houses because entire cities like Brampton have been demographically replaced? I guess they don't matter. Except for most Canadians, they can't go someplace else because they don't have multiple citizenships like the Jeets. Up next, the majority of renters, 9 in 10, believe that landlords are profitable. But 38% of landlords are losing money and 25% are breaking even. But technically, they too are losing money because housing values are falling while inflation keeps on rising. Real estate was a good investment a decade or two ago, but now prices are slowly sliding while the value of gold, oil, and other assets keeps rising and fueling inflation. This is all thanks to too much immigration. Number 19, here's what it's like when you live in a low-trust society. In Clark County, Nevada, they're replacing stolen copper wire with aluminum to deter theft. And they even put up signs saying that there's aluminum wire here only. It's cute that they think that the criminals can read, let alone read English. On the bright side, at least they haven't started stealing the steel railroad tracks for scrap or railway ties to stay warm by burning them. Aluminum is less efficient, so the cost of electricity will also go up now. Moving on, and speaking of electricity, Democrats in New York are pushing for a bill that would require people to turn off their outdoor lights after 11 p.m. Probably because if the lights were on, the drug dealers and the criminals might be seen. Whatever happened to personal freedom? Maybe the idea is to make New York State look like Cuba or North Korea from space at night. I guess the city that never sleeps will be no more. Number 21, so this is where we are now. You think you found the perfect looks match until she takes her makeup off and then you realize that she's just a 4. She also looks like she went from looking like a grown-up to a 9-year-old without all that fake-up. She turned from his girlfriend into his daughter. Maybe if he took his makeup off too, then we'd see if they were really looks matched. Up next, Canada's immigration bill might compromise immigrants' rights because according to the UN, it's not giving asylum seekers unfettered access to its territory. Canadians need to band together and start building gated communities because when I was in Orlando, I was in a gated community and I wasn't being surrounded by enrichment. Americans did it, so why can't Canadians do it as well? That's the only solution at this point to keep the enrichment types away from you. Either that or leave Canada. Number 23, researchers have found that being rejected by an attractive man makes women more likely to turn down an unattractive one. You don't say. Maybe that explains why so many guys report that women are mean on dating apps to begin with. Mid women get bitter that Chad turned them down, so they take it out on Chad. They feel like they deserve Chad, and if they can't have him, They'll make life a living hell for all the other men out there. Moving on, Chuck Norris's former bodyguard says that Chuck loved all the memes about him. This is clearly fake news, because in what world would Chuck Norris need a bodyguard? Chuck didn't need protection from the world. The world needed bodyguards to protect itself from Chuck. Then again, come to think of it, that bodyguard was there to protect us from Chuck. Especially the idiots who thought that they could actually take him down. Number 25 on the last one, 15 minutes before Trump ranted about having a deal with Iran on social media, someone placed $580 million bets on the price of oil crashing. Probably a leverage bet too. And you just know that no one is going to go to jail for this sort of insider trading. And even if you try and bring them to justice, they'll probably get a presidential pardon, so that's why government agencies won't even bother investigating. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.